person, like a son of $200. Leben Masayim. Leben Masayim on him. Omer Lefon of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi, so Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi told over to Rabbi, Ovim Shazay, you know, the father of this person, Yesh Lai Elef Svinis Biyam, he has 1,000 ships in the ocean, who connect them Elef Ayoros Biyabosha. And connected 1,000 ships, he owns 1,000 different cities. That's how rich he is. Is Omaloi, so Rabbi told him, when you go to see this person's father, Omaloi, tell his father, Altishagru Bekalim Halolu. Don't send your son dressed like these kalim, these clothing that he was wearing. In other words, he wasn't dressed nicely. The son of such a big usher, such a rich person, should have dressed nicer. So the Gemara, Rabbi Mechabad Ashurim, you know, Rabbi always gave kovid to a rich person. And Rabbi Kiva was also Mechabad Ashurim. He also gave kovid to rich people. Kedorish Rava, Dash and the Posik, like Rava Dash and the Posik. Kedorish Rava Bar Mori. The Posik Natilim says, Yeshiv Oilom, Lefnei Elokim, Chesed Vemes Min Yitzru. It means, Emosai Yeshiv Oilom, when is the world settled? Lefnei Elokim, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bizman She Chesed Vemes Min Yitzru. When there's Chesed Vemes Mon Zakrashi, it's Lashon of Mezoinis. A lashon of food, yintzeru. When the Ashurim, when the rich people watch over and gives out food to the poor people, when they do chesed, that's called yishev olam. So Pasha is talking about choshev Ashurim here. They give out their money to other people to use. So these type of people, Rebbe was mechabedim. So the moral Rabba Bar Bar Chana Omak going yester shemach risha. Back to our original shaila. How much does the owner have to have a right to use in each apartment? Even if he only has the right to leave his peg that he uses for the plow in each apartment. There's a very small mukim. He uses a very small keli there in each apartment. It's also called Yad HaTzvisas Yad. Omer Rav Nachman, Tornei Devei Shmuel, Dover HaNitl B'Shabbos Oyser. If you, Lashal, right now are leaving a pound of apples in each apartment. Now, apples is nitl, is not muksa. You're allowed to take it on Shabbos. So that's not called the Bala Boss has a right to use the apartment on Shabbos. Because at any time, the person that's renting can tell the balabas, I don't want you to leave the apples here, take it away. So even though he has a right to leave it there at the beginning of Shabbos, it's not mukhrich, is we don't see positively that he'll be able to leave it there for those Shabbos. So therefore it's also. Let's say he put there a dover habuksa, that once it's there, you're not supposed to move it on Shabbos, then ain't oyser. Then we say, since the balabas has a right to use his, leave his muksadik kalim in the apartments, so we say for this Shabbos for sure he's going to have the right to use it the whole Shabbos, and therefore it's as if he still owns all these apartments. The Maratanya Nam Yoch, we have a right for this also. Yesh loy tevel, yesh loy ashoshis, v'chol dover she'en anito b'Shabbos, ain't a waiser. If the Baal HaBos has a right to leave a barrel of tevel, which is mukser on Shabbos, since it's not mesukin, it didn't take off the trumas tamayis yet, you can't eat this food on Shabbos, it's mukser. So the Baal HaBos has a right to leave his muksa in these apartments. We still look as if the Baal HaBos owns the apartments, and these other people are just guests by him that they do not answer in the Bnei Chotzer. So this is a raya that you have to have a dover that's ain't a nitl on Shabbos. Then we consider the Baal HaBos still living here. Yeah, that's the sugi here. Now what you do, Ramesha Feinstein has a little kula, or at least apartments in New York. We're usually there when you rent an apartment. Usually the owner supplies you with a stove and with a refrigerator. So Ramesh Shlita holds that Luyitsuya, a Baal HaBos, owns like a 4-apartment house, and he lives in 1 apartment, and he rents out the other 3 apartments to 3 different Yidden. And in each apartment, the Baal HaBos supplies a refrigerator and a stove. So since the Baal HaBos has the right of that mokum, like he has the right to leave his stove and his refrigerator in each apartment, it's considered like the Baal HaBos has a tefisas yad in each apartment, and therefore you do not need a ruvich haseris to carry out from 1 apartment to another apartment. That's where Moshe's chiddush. The Chazon Ish argues on this, and a lot of people are machmir so much, is to say that it's not a good sushtam, because over there we're talking about when I rent out the apartment to somebody else, I'm renting to him also the usage of the stove and the refrigerator. It's not the pshat that the Baal HaBos has the right to use that mokum. If the pshat is that I'm renting to you the stove and refrigerator also, but everything is rented to the renter now. If the renter wants to move the stove out of there or wants to move the refrigerator out of there, he has a right to. It's not the pshat the Baal HaBos has a right to leave his kalim there. Our sugi's mashmit, it's the kalim's tevel. It's the Baal HaBos's kalim there. It's the Baal HaBos's tevel. And stam, I have a right to leave my kelim in your rishus. That's called to have a tfisas yad. But here where I'm renting to you the refrigerator, like it becomes your refrigerator now. It's not considered the balabos's refrigerator. So maybe here you will not have the heter of tfisas yad. But I call upon him in New York, Lamai said the son Nechazayfil and Ramosha, I call upon him not to make a brocha. Like if you have a case like this, even though you do make an Eruv HaChatzeris, it's only Lechumra, and you don't have to make a brocha when you make the Eruv HaChatzeris. Here in LA, it's not so shchia, because usually everybody, when you rent, you have to bring in your own refrigerator and your own stove also. But in the case where the Baal HaBos gives you his refrigerator and his stove, according to Ramosha, you will not have to have an Eruv HaChatzeris. If I call upon him, was Labin Logeya, there's a Kula I call upon him, Moshel in a motel. If you go and live, stay in a motel for Shabbos or in a hotel, there for sure, like the owner of the motel has a right to put furniture in each room and he can take out the furniture. It's not like called your really furniture there. So even though you're renting this room for Shabbos, you would not ask that there wouldn't be any need for an Eruv HaChatzeris in a hotel or in a motel. Because there for sure, the buyer of them has a tefisas yad in each apartment. They have a right, they're leaving their furniture there. They can do what they want. You have no right to take out their furniture from that room. So that's cool, the Baal HaBos has a tefisas yad, therefore would be mutter to carry in a motel or in a hotel, providing the radal and mechitzas all around. If it's only the shalof and the Eruv HaChatzeris, that one apartment asked on the other apartment, there would not be any yisr. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding the pavov by the first Mishnah. Hamaniach beisai, if somebody leaves his house, for this Shabbos, for holach lishpois bir hacheres, and he goes to spend the Shabbos in another city, is echod nochri, whether the person leaving his house is a goy, the echod yisrael, or whether the person leaving his house is a yisrael, is hareiz the oiser. Still, he asks in his first house, in the original house that he lives in. In other words, if in the first house, that's chotzer, there are two other people still living there for that Shabbos, and they made an eruv hacheres together. Just the person that went away for Shabbos did not nishtatef with them, did not make a move of chateris, he asks on them. Like Rashi says, the dira b'lay bailam shmo dira. Even though the bailam are not living in the house for the Shabbos, still, since these people own the house, and that's the house they're going to live in again after Shabbos, they ask for this Shabbos even though they went away for Shabbos. Whether he's a goy, and they didn't rent off him before Shabbos, or whether he's a Yisrael and he did not give into the move of chateris, he asks on them. This is Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Reimer Eino Oiser. Yehuda holds no. Like Rashi says, because he holds a Dira B'loi Bailim L'Lav Shmei Dira. Since nobody is living there for the Shabbos, that's not called the Dira. So since you went away for Shabbos, you did not ask from the people living in the Chotzer. They're allowed to carry out from their Chotzer, from their house into the Chotzer, even without you making the Eruv HaChatzeris. So that's the there's the machlekes where Meir holds a dira b'lei bailam shmei dira, and Rabbi Yehuda holds no. If you're not living there for the Shabbos, you do not asa. So tomorrow Rabbi Yosi holds like this: Nochri oiser. If a guy that went away for Shabbos, true, calls the man you're not living in your apartment, you do not asa. But a guy, even though he goes away, we have to be afraid. Maybe he'll come back again on Shabbos. So therefore, it's also to carry out because maybe he'll come back any minute. Mashenken Yisroel ain't oiser. A Yisroel that goes away for Shabbos, he does not aser, because since he's not living there the Shabbos, and we're not afraid that Yisroel will come home on Shabbos again. Why? Shein derech Yisroel love be Shabbos. It's not a derech for a Yisroel to come home again on Shabbos if he went away for Shabbos. Now Rabbi Shimon says he also holds like the Yosi's Svaro, that really when you're not home you do not aser. Or a goy, we're afraid he'll come home. Now Yisroel, when he goes away for Shabbos, we don't say he'll come home again, so therefore it's mutter. Rabbi Shimon says another a big chiddush though. Afilu hiniach beisay v'holach lishpois etzel bitoy boisay ir. Even though the Yisrael did not go away to another city, he just went to spend Shabbos by his daughter living in the same city. Still ain't oiser. He does not ask it from the people living in his chotzer. Shekvar hasiya meliboy. Because once he went away to spend Shabbos in another chotzer by his daughter, he was Messiah that he gave up his mind from going home again in his own house, and therefore a dira that people are not living there, they do not aser, and if they did not make the Rubach HaTzeris, but the rest of the people did make it, it's mutter for the other people to carry out this Shabbos. That's Reb Shimon Shita. Yeah. Zot Gemara.
Omar Rav halachic Rebbe Shimon, with that capacity like Rebbe Shimon, that even if you don't go to another city, you just go to visit your daughter on Shabbos, still it's mutter. That it's not aimed for you to go back home again to your apartment on Shabbos, you do not ask her. So the Gemara of Adavka Bita, we should know only if you went to visit your daughter, Avo Benoi. Let's say you went to visit your married son, then Loi. No, then we're afraid maybe you'll get into an argument with your daughter-in-law, and you'll run home, you'll go back to your original apartment for Shabbos, and then you do ask her the people in that chotzer. The Yamri in Shib, because there's a famous statement that say people say, Novach b'cho kalbo, if a male dog barks at you, oil, go inside. In other words, if you're visiting your daughter, so who should you be afraid of? Maybe your son-in-law you'll have an argument with. If it's only your son-in-law, a man, is not so bad. Mashenke novach b'graisa, if a female dog barks at you, poik, go run away. Here also, if you go visit your son, so we're afraid you'll get into an argument with your daughter-in-law, and then you have, if you have an argument with her, you'll get so bad that you want to go away from her, and you won't spend the Shabbos by her anymore. So then we are afraid that you go back home again on Shabbos, and then you do ask her on the people living in your chatzah. Zot the Mishnah. Bor shebein shtei chatzeres. If you have a bor, a ditch of water, that's mamish in between two chatzeres, and Rashi learns that we're talking about half of the bor is in one chatzer, and half of the bor is in the other chatzer. Is the halacha if the two chatzerim do not make an eruvah chatzeres together, is ein memalim memenu b'shabbos. You're not allowed to fetch the water up on Shabbos. Ein memalim memenu b'shabbos. Why? Because since both chatzerim have a right to use this bor, it blies like a reshus shel shneim, and if they did not make an eruv, you can't carry from one reshus to another reshus. Ela im kein also loy mechitza gvoy asara tvochim. There's another heter though, only if you made a mechitza 10 tfokim high, straight over the bor, like to divide the bor in half, to say one half belongs to one chotzer, and the other half belongs to the other chotzer. Now the Mishnah says, bein milmata, whether you made this mechitza milmata on the bottom part of the bor, like Rashi says, the Gemara will explain, bein mitoich oignoi, whether you just made the mechitza in the rim around the bor. In other words, like when you have a well, there's a rim going around on top on the bor. So if you make the mechitza, which is 10 tfachim high, inside the rim of the bor, that's also matter. We look as if there are two sides to the bor now, and each chotzer has their side, so each chotzer is allowed to carry up from the water into their chotzer. So the Gemara of Shimon Megamliel Oimer, Beishamai Oimrim, Beishamai says milmata. You know that the mechitza has to be milmata, the mechitza has to be on the bottom. We'll see in the Gemara what that means, milmata. Says milmala. No, if you want to, the mechitza could even be on top. It doesn't have to be on the bottom near the water. It could even be on top of the bor, but like the Gemara will explain, it has to be inside the oigen, inside the rim of the bor. But let's say there's like a high rim, like the water is, let's say, 20 tefachim down where it first starts, and there's a first rim high of 20 tefachim around the well. So the mechitza could be any part of these 20 tefachim, albeit inside the rim of the bor. That's Beisilu Shita. Amar Rabbi Yehuda says a bigger kula than all of them. He holds no. The mechitza that we're making now doesn't have to be more stronger, better than a kaisel, than a wall that divides the two chaserim together. Now let's say you have a wall going, dividing a real kaisel, a real wall, dividing these two chasers. Now when it goes over the bor, over the well, it doesn't go inside the well. Shita, a wall just goes on top of the well, on top of the rim. So if you don't see what then, when you're going to make a mechitza, this mechitza yitzvachim does not have to be down inside the bor. This mechitza could even be all the way on top of the bor. Abi is going like a diameter, straight across the bor. Abi is going straight across, dividing the bor in half. Even though the whole mechitza is all the way on top of the bor, still we say over water, good achis, we look as if the mechitza goes straight down into the water, and that's also mutter for each chotzer to carry up on this side of the mechitza to carry up the water. That's the Yehuda Shita, that the mechitza does not even have to be inside the rim of the bor; it could even be all the way on top of the bor, as long as you have a mechitza yitzvachim high dividing the bor in half. Sotik Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Zot Rav Huna Lamata. That the Mishnah says, and Rashi learns, the Kamri Beishamai, that the Beishamai says that the mechitza has to be lamata on the bottom, what does the bottom mean? He holds lamata mamish. It has to mamish be on the bottom. So Rashi learns it means somach lamayim, on the bottom part of the rim of the bor, near the water. The Yen Tzrichim Rosh Hekanim Liga B'mayim. the tips of the mechitza doesn't have to mamish touch the water, just right above the water, that's where you have to start making the mechitza. So, lamata means lamata of the oigin, like of the rim of the bore. And what is Beis Hillel Shita of lamala? What does that mean on top? Lamala mamish. It also has to be on the top part of the rim, you could even make it. Even though the mechitzas are not even near the water, but as long as the mechitzas are inside the rim of the bor, and it could even be starting from the top of the rim, that's also good. Lamala mamish. Vizeh vizeh bor. But both mechitzas have to be inside the bor. They have to be, in other words, inside the rim of the bor. They can't be all the way on top of the bor, like the Yehuda says in the Mishnah. No, according to Tanakama, that both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai both hold, the mechitza has to be inside the bor. Just a question, where? Could the mechitza start at the top of the rim? Or does it have to start, no, on the bottom part of the rim, right near the water? That's the machlokes. Beis Shammai says it has to start on the bottom part of the rim, right near the water. And Beis Hillel holds, no, the mechitza could even start at the top part of the rim, as long as it's 10 tefachim high inside the rim. That's Rav Huna Shita. The Mar of Rav Yehuda, the Amora Rav Yehuda holds, no, that the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is like this. Rav Yehuda Amar, Lamata, that Beis Shammai says the Mechitza has to be Lamata, the bottom part, Lamata min amayim. The Havamina right now means Mamish all the way in the bottom of the water. Or these Mechitzas have to Mamish touch the Karkoyes HaBor, the ground of the Bor, all the way under the water. And from there it has to go up 10 Tefachim. Now, there could be cases that the water is 15 tefachim high, so the mechitzas do not even stick up on top of the water. The mechitzas are all the way down the bottom 10 tefachim of the bor, of the water, has the mechitza, but on the top part of the water, you can't see the mechitza at all. That's the Hava Mina in Beis Shammai. What is Lamala? What does it mean according to Beis Hillel Lamala? It means Lamala Min Amayim. The mechitzas have to be right on top of the water. They don't have to touch the water. But it can't be lamal on top of the rim. Let's say you have like 15 tefachim ta, a rim around the bor on top. It's no good. You can't make the mechitza on the top of the rim. You would have to make the mechitza on the bottom part of the rim, right near the water. That's the Yehuda Shita. So if Yehuda is more machmet, said the mechitzas have to be more closer to the water. Now, omale rabba bar rav chonin labaya. So rabba bar rav chonin has to shout to abaya. Ho di omale rav Yehuda. That Rav Yehuda learns Shana Machloikis, Lamata, that when Beis Shammai says the Mechitza has to be on the bottom, it means Lamata min Amayim, all the way Mamish underneath the water, has to start by the ground of the bor. My Shana, why do you hold that? Why is this different? Lamata Mamish Deloy. Why do you hold, not like Rav Huna, that you can't just make the Mechitza starting by the top of the water? No, you're saying the Mechitza has to start at the bottom part of the water. Why? The Ariva Maya. Because if you can only start on the top of the water, then below the Mechitza we see the water is mixed together. We don't have any Mechitza inside the water. So the body of the water looks like one body. And it's also for the each chas to carry up, because it looks like they're carrying up from one Rishus to another Rishus. That's what they're telling me. That's why it wouldn't be mutter to have the Mechitza above the water. So Frekman Akasha to Yerub Yud is also Shver. Is Lamata min Amayim Nami or Ariva Maya? Even according to your Shita, now that you're saying this Mechitza has to Mamish be in the bottom of the water, but let's say the water is 15 Tefachim high. So the Mechitza does not even come up on top of the water. The Mechitza is all the way under the water. You don't even see the Mechitza. So when you look down in the bor to the top of the water, it looks like it's one body of water. It's also Ariva, the water is mixed together. It doesn't look like two separate bodies. So why is it mutter to carry both chatzayim to carry up the water? Or Malehi answered back, no, that's not shver. Lo yishmilecho, didn't you hear? Ho di yomer Rav Yehuda, that's what Rav Yehuda said, Omer Rav. He said over the name of Rav. Omati bo mishum Rav Chiyah. And some say it over the name of Rav Chiyah. That tzorech sheyiru roshen shokanim lemala min hamayim tefach. You should know that even according to Beis Shammai, according to Rav Yehuda, the mechitzas have to be in the water, true, but the top tefach of the mechitza has to be sticking out of the water. So not that the mechitza has to start mamish from the bottom of the bor, of the ground of the bor, no. The mechitza starts at the top part of the water, and the top tefach of the mechitza is sticking out on top of the water, and the rest of the nine tefachim are in the water. So now if you look down in the bor, you see like a hefted. It looks like two different bodies of water. One side belongs to this chotzer, the other side belongs to the other chotzer. That's why each chotzer is mutter to carry up the water. So that's pshat according to Beis Shammai. But now we have another kasha of Isu. Hod yom Rav Yehuda lemala min amayim. That that Rav Yehuda learns pshat and beis hillel. That on top means a right on top of the water. That's where you have to start making your mechitzi yutvachim. My shino, why do you say that it's different, that it's no good, Rav Hunishita, lemala mamish? That you're saying that the Rav Huna says, according to Beis Hillel, you can make the mechitzis any place inside the rim of the bore, even though it's higher up. Tilloy, that's no good. Why there, Riva Mayon? Because when you look down in the water, there's no separation in the water. The waters look like one body of water. So it's also to carry, like from one chatzar to another chatzar. That's why it's also Oy bazoi, lamala min amayim nami. Even according to you, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that Beis Hillel holds the mechitzah has to start right on top of the water. Still a Riva Maya, but it's only on top of the water. But when you look at the water itself, it looks like one body of water. There's no separation in the water itself. So again, it should be Yosef. How come both chatzarim can carry up now? It looks like they're both being Rishtamash and one Rishus. Amalei, he answered back again. Lo yishmi lecho, didn't you hear? Ho detoni Yaakov Kachinoi. That's what we learned from Rabbi Yaakov Kachinoi. The what sorech sheyishka rosh sheikanim b'mayim tefach. Even according to Beis Hillel, that the mechitzas can be in the rim of the bar, on the bottom part of the rim, but akoponim, the bottom tefach of the mechitza has to be sticking into the water. So true, 9 tvachim of the mechitza could be on top of the water, but the bottom tefach of the mechitza has to be inside the water. Therefore, when you look at the water, it looks like it's divided. It looks like two separate bodies of water. That's why it's mutter to schlep up the water. That's why it's mutter to schlep. Both chatzerim could use this bar on Shabbos, because it looks like two different separate parts of water. Therefore, each chatzer could use the part near its chatzer. So the Gemara of Yelohod, the Yom Rav Yehuda. Not that Rav Yehuda said a chiddush like this. Yishino Kira. If you have a beam, arbo, that's wide, 4 tefachim wide, materis b'churba. It's mutter to carry underneath this beam in a churba. Now, a churba usually means a house that fell caved in, and there were not so many mechitzes there. Let's say there are two adjacent mechitzes, two opposite sides of the mechitz left over. So, churba still is also to carry there, because you don't have 4 mechitzes to make it into Rishus HaYochid. But let's say you have a beam going across on top from one wall to the other wall, and the beam is wide 4 tefachim. Now, the halacha is, we say, p'tikri yored v'saisim. We look as if the two ends of this beam come straight down and make another 2 mechitzes here. So right underneath the beam, you have 4 mechitzes all around you. You're allowed to carry underneath the beam. That was the chiddush Rabbi Yehuda said over. Vaita, Rav Nachman, Omer Rabba Varavua. Now, Rav Nachman, in the name of Rabba Varavua, said over another chiddush. That Kairam, if you have also a beam,